Okay, let's get into the next parak of Tehillim, Tehillim Parak Tezayin, 16, 16th chapter in Tehillim. And here we have the word michtam, michtam l'David. So michtam might mean a type of instrument, as some suggest. Rashi quotes, Omer Anishu Echem in Shemos Mine Ne'imos, a type of song, a type of instrument. Different pshatim of what michtam is. The Mitzudas Tzion says michtam is from the word ketem, v'hu hazahav hatov. Michtam is something special, golden. For its sono lomar, shaya mizmar hazeh chaviv lefanav keketem. This mizmar is like a golden jewel to David HaMelech, who is very excited about this mizmar. That's michtam. There are a few prakim that start off with a michtam. Rav Hirsch says michtam is like a monument. It's a monument. David, this mizmar is David basically talking to himself, reminding himself of the bitachon that he has in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim says it's a recognition of how thankful he is that he is different than the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Michtam LeDavid, says the Malbim, Midaber Neged Ovdei Ha'elilim, Asher Hayu Bizmano. He's talking to the idolaters. Remember, all of Malachim, Sefer Malachim, discusses the idolatry that took place, and it was so hard to get rid of. The Bamos. So he's talking to the Ovdei Elilim. Umodia hahevdel bein Ovdei Hashem vashomer tarasso. And he notes the difference between Ovdei Hashem and those that keep his Torah. Uvein haholchim achrei hahevel v'yebalu v'yodel chalko shevdilu menatoim. And he thanks Hashem that Hashem has set him apart. The Das Mikra points out that this parak has a number of interesting word usages. It says the word Baal, Beis Lamed, numerous times. Baal Asichnas Kam, Baal Asashmosam, a number of that. It has six synonyms for portion. Right? David says, my portion and my lot. Right? Six different words. Mana, Chelek, Kos, Gorol, Chevel, and Nachla. And there are different eight parts of the body in this parak. Different parts of the body. There are lips, there are kloyos, there's the heart, lev, basar, nefesh, panim, many different parts. But this is a parak that talks about bitachon. David HaMelech says, I see the other people, but I am so happy that I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I take refuge in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is an upbeat mizmar talking about Hashem. I see what they're going to suffer, but I see who I am. And I am so thankful that you are my archelik. Ashreinu matov chalkenu. That's really the title of this parak. So michtam l'David. David has this michtam, this monument, this special parak that he's going to say. Shamreni kel ki chasisi bach. Right, this is also a minhag of saying this mizmar in a shiva house on a day that you don't say tachnun. Because again, it talks about that people, with somebody, David HaMelech is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem guards me. Shamreni kel ki chasisi, or it's a tefillah. Hashem, please guard me. Shamreni kel ki chasisi bach, because I take refuge, I take protection in you. So the idea of protection, we recognize that we're in danger. If we're in danger, that's why we need protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech tells us, ki chasisi bach, because I take refuge in you. Refuge means there's a danger. If Soloveitchik discusses the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about the institution, the mitzvah of tefillah. The Rambam, as we know, counts the mitzvah of davening every single day as a mitzvah asay, one of the 613, mitzvah number 5 in his list of 248. The Rambam counts a mitzvah asay l'spal b'chol yom, ula abdo b'chol avavchem, avodah shebelev zu tefillah, that is not just an asmachta, that's a real makar, the Rambam says, for the mitzvah of tefillah every single day. The Ramban, in his commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, no, I think the Rambam is wrong, I think it's an asmachta, I think there is no chiyuv d'oraisa. Again, not that there wouldn't be what we might call a kiyum d'oraisa. Many achronim point that out. According to the Ramban, it doesn't mean that, oh, you could be a perfect, complete Jew without davening on a Torah level. No, of course not. It just means that there's no specific, explicit pasuk in the Torah that mandates a separate one of the 613. But obviously, there's a idea that one needs to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a machlokas, the Ramban. But the Ramban does agree that there is one time that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven, and that is be'es sara. Not every day, but when there's an es sara, based on the pasuk in Baloscha, the Ramban agrees to the Rambam that there is a mitzvah to daven. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the machlokas is not about when you have to daven es sara or not during es sara. Says Rav Soloveitchik, both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that davening be'es sara is the yesod of davening. The machlokas between them is how to define a sara. The Ramban says, when there's a danger, illness, war, whatever it is, that's Esara. The Rambam's chiddush is that life is an Esara. Right? Life, meaning, not that we should go paralyzed and sad, but to recognize that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single moment of our life. Right? And just because we were healthy yesterday doesn't mean what's going to be tomorrow. That's this idea of we take refuge in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what David HaMelech is saying here. Shamreini Kael ki chasisi bach. Hashem, I take refuge in you. I know that I need you. Right? That's the idea that life could be an ace. Life can be an Esara. And we know life is fickle. We don't know what's going to be the next day. Remember that Gemara in Baal Basra on Daf Ayin Gimel in the Rav Baruch Hanna Gemaras, where Rav Baruch Hanna says that he was on a boat and they went to an island and, they start setting up shop on the island. And after a few minutes and they start making lunch and a barbecue and the island starts shaking and they jump off the boat and they're able to get back. And the boat wasn't close. They would have died. Says the Gemara. Sometimes, you know, life seems like we're on terra firma or on the ground, but sometimes it turns over and we're on a fish. And that's what we recognize, that life is an Esara, and that's what David HaMelech reflects here. David HaMelech says, please Hashem, guard me, ki chasisi bach, because I take refuge in you. Amart, you, who's David talking about to? You. So Rashi quotes two different pshatim. Either he's talking to Am Yisrael, or he's talking to his own neshama. David HaMelech is talking to his neshama and saying, remember this. He's talking to himself here. And that's what Rav Hirsch says, that he has this parak as a monument, as a reminder. That's the second shot of Rashi. Amart lenafsho haya omer. To himself. He's talking to himself. Amart lashem Adonai ata tovasi balalecha. Right? You are my master. Tovasi balalecha. My goodness is not deserving. Balalech is not on you. So two different pshatim, what this means. Most mefarshim say it means, I don't deserve all the goodness you're giving. L'tovasi balalecha. It's not on you. I don't deserve it. Why am I getting it? L'kadoshim asher ba'aretema. It's probably because of zchus avos. To the kadoshim, to the holy ones that were in the aretz, va'adirei, and the strong ones, kol chefsi bam. Right? All of my chafatzim, all of my desires are because of them. That's one way to read this whole phrase, that I don't deserve anything that you're giving me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all matnas chinam. Anything I get is because of schus avos. Another way to read it, the Radak says, is tovasi, everything that I do good, I realize that it doesn't affect you. Baal alecha, it's not on you, right? You don't get anything out of my mitzvos. I'm not giving you anything. It's all chasdei Hashem. It's all chesed. You don't get anything in return. You can put the two shot them together. But that's the message here. Yirbu, now David, so after this two tefim sukkim, David HaMelech saying, maybe talking to his neshama, that, or talking to Klal Yisrael. I realize that it's all matnas chinam that you're giving me, it's all based on my schus avos. Now he turns to the idolaters, or he turns to the other forces. Yirbu atzvosam acher maharu. Let their sadness become great. Acher maharu. Because they run after quickly acher and avodah zarah. They run after other sources. Bal asich niskam midam. I will not pour their libations. Right? I will not serve like them. Ubal eses shmos mal sfasai. I'm not even going to mention them. I'm not going to mention the Ovdei Avodah Zarah and the anti and the enemies. That's not what I'm interested in focusing on. I don't focus on that. Rather, I focus on Hashem. Hashem minas chelki v'kosi. Hashem is my chelik. Hashem is my kos. Ata tomich gorali. You, Hashem, are the supporter of my goral. So as we said before, there's many different words here that mean my portion. Kosi, gorali, chelki, nachala, as we're going to have in the next pasuk. The Rambam quotes this pasuk, the last pasuk in Hilchos Shvita V'Yovel. Right? We had the last pasuk in Masechta Shavuos, I think in the previous parak, right? Nishba laharav lo yamir, with the last pasuk, the last line in Masechta, in Hilchos Shavuos. So the Rambam here also, the end of Hilchos Shvita V'Yovel. The Rambam quotes a much-discussed Rambam, V'lo Sheva Levi Bilvad, right at the end of that Rambam talks about how Sheva Levi has to be supported by Klal Yisrael, not only Sheva Levi, Ela Kol Ish V'ish, Mikol Bo'ei Olam, anyone, Asher Nadva Rucho Oso, that has a lifted up spirit, V'hevinu Mada'o, Lihi Badel La'amod L'fnei Hashem L'shar So, to serve God constantly, Ula Avdo L'das Hashem, V'halach Yashar Kamosha Oso Elakim, and he goes straight like Hashem created him, right, like it says in Kohelas, Upirik me'al tzavaro ol cheshbonos harabim, asher bikshu b'nei ha'adam. He's not involved in the world. Harizin is kadesh kodesh kadashim. He becomes Kodesh Kadashim. V'yeh Hashem chelko v'nachalaso l'olam u'lomei olamim. Hashem will be his chelik forever. V'yizkelo b'olam hazeh davar hamaspiklo. K'mo shezika l'kornim l'aviyim. And Hashem will be mizaket to him, just like the kornim to l'aviyim, to this person. Hare David omer, Hashem menas chelki v'kosi atatomik gorali. That's the end of Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel. David says, Hashem is my chelik. So Hashem is my chelik. That's the message of that Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel. So she says, Hashem is my chelik. There is a Yalkut, Me'am Lois. Rabbi Pliskin here notes, Yachaman Lois, on a drush. Yirbu atzvosam acher maharu. What's the drush? Yirbu atzvosam. Sometimes people are so sad. There's a ribuy of their atzvos. Why? Acher maharu. They're running to think about acher. What's going to be afterwards? What's going to be in the future? Right? So often we can't allow ourselves to enjoy the present because we're just so anxious about, well, now is fine, but what about tomorrow? There are people who are sad, Rabbi Pliskin writes, even though they have a sufficient amount for the needs of today, even though they have enough for the present, they worry about tomorrow. Of course, we need to plan for the future, but appreciate first what you have now. Taking pleasure in what you presently have is the only way that you could live a happy, joyful life. A person who fails to appreciate what he has in the present will live a very unhappy life. Even if he has enough for today, for this week, for this month, for this year, he's full of anxiety and nervousness. The Almighty gives you gifts for today. Enjoy them, appreciate them, be grateful. And with a sense of joy for what you have, you could calmly think about what you could do for your future needs. The emotional state you will be in will be conducive to clearer thinking. So that's Yirbu Atzvosam, Acher. Why is there a ribuy? Because they're worried about, Acher Maharu. So we should try not to do that. Just focus on the present. David HaMelech continues. After saying, Hashem is my chelek. Chavalim naflu liban imim. Chavalim, my chevel, my portion, my section has fallen to me ban imim. It's so pleasant, right? Ashreinu matov chalkenu. Right. This is what he's so happy about. Right. They tell a story about Rabbi Yaakov Emden. I think it's Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yonatan Aibich says, I think it was Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And one time his talmidim were in shul and they heard him say Berachat Hashachar and they thought he skipped one. But they misheard, so they waited till the next day. Next day, they tried to hear and they realized that he skipped a bracha. They say, Rebbe, I think you skipped a bracha. He's like, what do you mean? What kind of bracha did I skip? He says, we think that you skipped, Shalom Asani Goy. Right? So he starts laughing. He says, I skipped it? He says, no. You think I'm going to wait till I get to shul to say Shalom Asani Goy? He says, I am so excited when I wake up in the morning that I am another Eved, I'm an Eved Hashem and Hashem gives me another day to serve him. I say it right when I get up. I can't wait till I get to shul. That's this pasuk. Chavalim niflu liban imim. It's so na'im, my chaval. The Dubna Magid gives a mashal. He says, imagine, somebody who, comes to shore, comes on a boat, and after he gets on the boat, he had to wait to get his bags. So the porter says, you know what, just go to your apartment, go to your hotel, and I'll bring the bag when it's ready. Fine. So he goes, he describes what the bags looks like. And he's waiting on the porch. And all of a sudden, the owner of the bag is sitting on the porch. And he sees in the distance, the porter schlepping his suitcase. And he's huffing and he's puffing and he's bringing the suitcase. And the owner screams out to him and says, you got the wrong bag. You got the wrong bag. It's not my bag. And the guy doesn't ignore him. He's like, how could he tell? It's so far away. I'm going to bring it. It must be that it's similar to somebody else's. He must be getting confused. So instead he keeps going. And as he gets closer, he says, it's not my suitcase. I don't know why you're bringing it. And as he gets closer, he says, how do you know it's not your suitcase? So he says, my suitcase is light. My suitcase is able to be carried very easily. You're schlepping and you're sweating and you're pulling. He says, you got the wrong suitcase. If somebody is schlepping and fetching and pulling, that's the wrong suitcase. That's not the Avodas Hashem that Hashem wants us to have. Hashem wants us to be fulfilled and feel that we're sanctifying our life in the best way possible. And that's these psukim, right? Hashem is my chelek, chavalim naflu libanimim. It's the enjoyment. It's so sweet. Af nachalas shafra alai. So to my nachala is like shifra. Shifra is beauty, right? Shafra Allah, it's so beautiful to me. Rashi says here, maybe we'll get back to that if there's time, but Rashi says here that there's a switch. There's a switch right after, up to this pasuk, he's basically talking to his neshama and reminding himself of, telling his neshama what should his neshama always be thinking. Maybe to himself, Remember the bitachon. But now David HaMelech himself says, Avareches Hashem Asher Yatzani. I will bless. And according to the other pshat, he was talking to Bnei Yisrael, and now he's talking. Avareches Hashem. I will bless Hashem Asher Yatzani that has given me such wisdom and advice. Right, the Mitzvah is David. Shpavur sheyatz osi lekablo leeloa. Hashem convinced me to accept him as a god. Right, after following the Avram Avinu. Av leilos yisruni kil yosai. Right, even during the night, my klayos. Right, whether it's kidneys, whether it's the intellect. Right, they you know, advise me. And now we have one of the most famous psukim in all of Tehillim. Pasek ches shivisi Hashem ledaydi tamid. I place Hashem l'negdi, opposite me tamid. Hashem is always there. Ki mimini balamot, I will not falter. Because to my right, he is right next to me, and I will not falter. This, of course, as we know, is the beginning of the Ramah in Aruch Chaim, the Ramah. And the first Ramah in all of Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes from the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, Shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamid, hu klal gadol batara uvimalos ha-sadikim. It's a big cloud, and it's a level of tzaddikim. Asher hochan lefnei Elokim, explains the Ramah. Always think of Hashem there. Ein yishiva sa'adam utunosav asakav, a person sitting and movements and business. V'hu levado is not the same when he's alone, bebeso. Ki yishivaso utunosav asakav, v'hu lefnei melech gadol. Like if he would be in the presence of a big king. V'lo dibur of archavas piv kiritzono, and his mouth is not the same, but who am anche beso ukrovav kidibro b'moshev melech. If you're with your friends, you're with the king. Al kol shekain kishiyasim adam elibo shamelech gadol agadosh baruch hu asher meloch haaretz kvodo omeid alav v'rov ma'asav. Hashem is there and he sees me miyad yagia elav hayira v'achna b'pachad Hashem yisbarach. Immediately, miyad, if we have the proper recognition, so then we'll feel Hashem u'boshtu b'menu tamid. And just serve Hashem properly, right? That is the recognition that we have to have. Again, we can spend the whole time, the whole shiur on this, but many, if you look in the Sichas Musar of Chaim Shmulevitz, talks about this on page Chav Zayin, where he says the Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life wanted to stay alive, even though Hashem promised him to have a place right next to the Kisei HaKavod. Says the Sichas Musar, because only here you could put Hashem in front of you and get as close as you can. Lo ratzta neshama latzeis, ki ba'olam hazeh yeshne efsharis l'skarev l'Hashem. Efsharis asher eina kayemes ba'olam haba. Ki ba'olam hazeh ha'otzeim eina v'umispalel. In this world, you close your eyes. Hara yu omid l'fim melech malachim amlachim. Shivis Hashem l'negdi samid. V'ilu ba'olam haba sho'olim amalachim ayeh mekom kvodo. Here we get to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shivis Hashem l'negdi samid. As we know, the different pshatim of what tefillah is, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, who says, talks about the two different kinds of tefillah, two different kinds of kavana in tefillah. Number one is the kavana knowing what the words mean, the pirush hamilos. That's number one. But number two, he said, it's not even a din of kavana. It's a din of definition of tefillah, right? And that is knowing that you're standing in front of Hashem. Amid l'fnei Hashem. Rashi says this in Brachos also, and the Mishnah Berurah says this in the siman about Kavana in Tefillah. I think it's around the siman Sadi Beis or so. But this is the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says the he was the one that fleshes it out. The Kavana zu ena midin Kavana rakju etzem me etzem ma'isa Tefillah v'mein libo panui v'eino roas atzmo sh'omid l'fnei Hashem. You don't have shivisi Hashem u'mispalel ein zem ma'isa Tefillah. How are you bechlal misasik de'ein bo din ma'isa. It's not like if you have kavana, as long as you have kavana in the first bracha. No, that's only by the kavana pir shamilus. But the kavana of knowing that you're standing in front of Hashem, shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid, that's ma'ake for all of the tefillah. And when we have this shivisi, and many shuls have this, as we know on the wall, when we have this, the Chazon Ish writes in Emunah Bitachon, in Perek Aleph, Aleph Tes, he says there's a simcha that comes with it. Kasher zacha seichel ha'adam liros amitas mitziuso yisbarach miyan nichnas bo simchas gil ein keitz v'nishmaso ni'ima alav v'adimyon mashlim im haseichel lachzos b'noam Hashem. We recognize that we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there's nothing else in the world once we have that recognition. Nothing else in the world. So that's shivisi Hashem. So that's what David Aleph says. L'chein samach libi, because I put Hashem in front of me. And I always have him there, and I live my life in the zone. Samach libi v'yogel kvodi, because it's ultimate simcha. Af b'sari yishkon levetach, and I feel b'menucha. I feel bitachon. I feel at rest, even though I'm surrounded by enemies, and even though there's a lot of avodah zara, the spiritual enemies and the physical enemies. I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. Ki lo sazov nafshi l'shol. My soul won't go down to the depths. Lo sitin chasidcha l'ro shachas. My Hashem doesn't let his pious ones go down to the depths. The Das Mikra points out, this pasuk sounds like it's talking about the afterlife, which would make it one of the few psukim in all of Tanakh that talks about the afterlife. Hashem doesn't let my soul go down to l'shol. Meaning there's going to be sometime afterwards. Oh, it could be that this is one of those psukim. Todi eini orach. Chayim, machlokas, whether this is just a lashon of asid, Rashi says this is just the future. The Radak says it's a tefillah. Hashem, let me know orach chayim. Please teach me. Todien, always let me know the orach chayim. Sova smachos, the overflow and the fullness of the simcha es panecha, being near your face. Ne'imos, b'yemincha netzach. As I said, ne'imos, it's a delight and it's so pleasurable being at your right side forever. So this is David HaMelech's Perek, a lot about being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognizing that Hashem is with us. Shivisi Hashem, l'negdi tamid. Stop here.